WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A nearly $9.5 million street project starts next month in College Station. That's after the city council at its last meeting awarded the construction contract affecting Holloman South from North Dowling to Rock Prairie West. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says funding is not from recently imposed impact fees.
This was part of the notion of the Citizens Advisory Committee ranked very high on their list of prioritized transportation projects, and this is funded through the Streets Capital Projects Fund.
Weather permitting, construction will take a year to create a four-lane road with a center turn lane, a sidewalk on one side, and a hike and bike path on the other side. There will also be a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new Riverbend Elementary School. The Area Agency on Aging is encouraging seniors to come to a town hall meeting 2 weeks from today to discuss their concerns and issues.
We want to hear directly from the seniors of what their concerns are. Is it transportation? Is it health care? Is it adequate housing for seniors?
Program manager Ronnie Gibson says vendors will be on site and several speakers will present information before the participants split up into small groups.
At each table, a facilitator and a scribe that will be taking notes with the seniors. So we're going to have the seniors at each table discuss what their issues are.
Gibson says the meeting is at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided. Volunteers to facilitate and scribe are still needed. You can contact the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. Two College Station homes received historical markers at the last city council meeting. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says 601 Montclair Avenue may sound familiar.
It was the original plaque. It was number one. But of course, the plaques are not the property of the house, they're the property of the people who have the application. And so over the years, this disappeared, possibly with one of the property owners. We don't know. But the current owners, Jeff and Brenda Hood, have reapplied for a new plaque.
Hodges says the house is automatically eligible for a plaque because it was one of the houses that was originally moved off of the Texas A&M campus. However, the new plaque will be marked as number 93. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us or send us pictures of the moon at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, and you can stream us anywhere online at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 7:08, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute. Just go to groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure continues to hold sway over our weather. It'll do it for about 48 more hours, and then things will start to change as we get close to Friday and the weekend. Sunny, breezy, mild today. Highs will be up close to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and breezy, 50 to 55. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouding up, turning a little cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Friday, much cooler, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops picked up a big win last night, 80-66 over Arkansas. Freshman TJ Starks had a breakout performance with 16 points. And TJ was asked, what's it been like waiting for your turn?
Just believing in the process, believing in my coaches and my teammates. Just understanding that my time is going to come.
So we'll hear a little bit more from him coming up, as well as Coach Billy Kennedy, also touching on some other men's hoops from last night, some golf, and the NBA, where James Harden set another record last night. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, you know, you didn't have the cute Tom Brady story from yesterday.
What was the cute one?
Oh, the cute story from Tom Brady yesterday is somebody talked. Go ahead.
Is this the one about going ice fishing?
No. Oh. Well, it is. Yeah, okay. The chewing tobacco.
Yeah, apparently he told a story about how his uncles took him ice fishing in Minnesota one time.
Here we go.
And I remember my uncles gave me chewing tobacco for the first time when I was really young, and they said we were fishing. It's a pretty good story. We were fishing, and we went sun fishing, and on the way home I said, I want to try it. And they said, look, if we give it to you, then, you know, you can't spit it out until you get home. And it was like a 30-minute ride back to my grandpa's farm. So, of course, they give it to me. And within 5 minutes, I'm outside of the car throwing up all over the place. And I don't think I've had much chewing tobacco since then.
There you go. It's a Tom Brady vomit story.
I mean, lots of people can relate to that. I'm just saying.
Right. That's what I saw on social media. Someone tweeted and said, that's the most relatable I've ever been to Tom Brady.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, we've gotten a couple text messages about this, and I do not have any additional details, but apparently there are several law enforcement agencies in the area of Welburn and Barron. I think they may be at that Stripes convenience store. There's something going on there. And I don't know what it is, but we've had several people text in and ask us what's going on. So just be aware, if you are in that area, driving in that area, that there may be some delays because of an incident at Barron and Welburn.
Yep. Now, just so you understand, let's grab a call real quick. Hello?
Yeah, they had Welburn Road blocked off just north of Barron and then going south, just south of 40.
Okay. So. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Here's what happens when law enforcement in great numbers gets called to someplace. It's somewhere you don't need to be.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. You don't need to drive by slowly to see if you can figure out in the 9 seconds that it takes for you to see it that you can ascertain exactly what's happening. Don't speculate. Just stay away. Let them do their job, and maybe they'll get the road opened again.
Maybe it's a convention or something.
No telling. But just, we don't know. They're not going to go, ooh, wait, let's call the infomaniacs so
right.
that they can tell everybody.
We did receive an email now that I'm in my inbox. We did receive an email from College Station Police just alerting us that the road is closed.
Yep.
So, again, no other details, but that road is closed. The area of Welburn Road, north and south between Fitch and Capstone.
Right. And we thank the caller for calling just
yes,
a minute ago to let us know that. Well, that's the kind of stuff we do need to know. Just stay away. All right, so we got Tom Brady's tobacco chewing story, but here's the good news. You now can have Odell Beckham's Welch's grape jelly meatball recipe.
Ew.
Ooh. Oh, no, don't ew.
No,
you
no,
probably,
have you, oh, you
Zach,
probably
you
had
probably
it.
Had it
yeah.
at our potluck.
Yeah.
Those
oh.
meatballs.
It
yeah,
worked.
Yeah, yeah, without knowing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The wide receiver and his mom whipped up the concoction by putting 2 pounds of frozen meatballs in the bottom of a crock pot and adding 2.5 cups of grape jelly and 18 ounces of barbecue sauce and just let it sit for 3.5 hours.
There you go. Easy as that, baby.
That and then get you a fork and go to town.
Yep.
I mean, Odell doesn't have anything else going on right now.
No, that's right.
He's
so,
hurt all year.
He's
so.
Playing catch with Johnny Manziel.
Oh, well.
Saw that on social media
hey,
yesterday.
Hey, there you go.
Isn't that
all
nifty?
Right. Can tell by the hair which is which, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I walk into the studio this morning, and over here.
She leave her snacks again?
No, I didn't.
No.
I finished my snacks.
Well, but we have Polynesian sauce and
oh.
honey mustard sauce.
That was not me. That belongs to one of the board ops from men's basketball last night.
Oh,
really?
But I did go to Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Okay, but So this wasn't something in relation to our discussion yesterday of sauces.
No.
That's
no.
weird, though.
Silly me.
No, I guarantee you that was Taylor Travis, okay. I believe, is I, who had to run right. the boards last
okay.
night.
Okay, I thought that maybe it was
after. No, it wasn't Taylor. Taylor was at the game
so, oh, okay. well,
in my stead. So I'm not quite sure who was running boards last
well,
night.
But anyway.
That's anyhow. Weird. I wonder if they were listening to the show and
no,
just left
no,
that for
our
you.
Board ops
like a little present.
No, I can't imagine. But it is honey mustard. I thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny.
One of them was that. And the other
Polynesian is what
yeah,
you said?
Something is called Polynesian.
Yeah.
Polynesian sauce means. Is delicious.
Yeah, okay. That's one of Zach's faves.
All right. So according to the National Chicken Council's annual wing report, didn't even know there was one, did you?
No.
Nope.
It says 1.35 billion wings will be eaten over Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
Let's move the decimal. Let's say 13 billion wings.
Right. There you go. Over the weekend?
Yeah, it all.
See, that's what I mean.
I'm pretty
sure
I can move that thermometer if I eat any. So
hello.
Hey, they detouring that traffic in Milligan on Webber Road all the way in Milligan making turn off.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Jeez. All right, so
we'll not be going down that
plan,
way.
Yeah, plan on not going down Welburn Road, okay? Because that's probably not the place to be. So, right now, so tell your friends, tweet your friends who usually drive to work on Welburn, just don't. This is not the day to do that. All right, so anyhow, so they say 1.3 billion wings over the Super Bowl. I didn't mean to say that. The football weekend.
Oh yeah, the memo.
That's right, the memo weekend. It's an all-time record, up from a big almost 2% as opposed to last year. All right, so here we go. These are the favorite sauces of the people that were polled by the National Chicken Council.
All right.
First of all, number 8 is like no sauce at all.
Ew.
Okay, 8% want to go with no sauce at all.
I've had just regular fried chicken, but okay.
Yeah, sorry. But I'm thinking that we're talking the wings here.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Number 7, sauce. Sriracha. Number 6, teriyaki.
Okay.
Number 5, blue cheese.
Wait, blue cheese
blue
is
cheese,
a sauce?
Number 5.
Yeah.
Well, a dipping thing, I guess,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Number 4 is honey mustard.
Oh, okay.
At 35%.
Okay, go ahead.
Barbecue sauce, buffalo sauce or hot sauce is number 2. Number 1 is ranch dressing.
Okay,
really?
So I'm thinking like what the wings are covered in.
Well,
these are what you're dipping your wings
yeah,
in.
That's what
and
sounds
that's,
like.
That's the problem.
So I get mine covered in like hot sauce.
Right.
But then I dip in ranch.
When they say wings, this is like Yankees saying barbecue.
I know.
And again, I don't necessarily say the Yankees are mislabeling, since after all, they started at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo.
Right, okay. Correct.
They know what wings are.
Buffalo
but
does,
in
yeah.
In some places down here or other places,
everywhere.
We may not know. So ranch is 1, Buffalo's 2, number 3 is barbecue, number 4 is honey.
I'm surprised the garlic parmesan wasn't there.
It wasn't
garlic
in there.
Garlic palm.
Yeah, wasn't
but
there.
Again, if that's not a dipping sauce,
and
like,
course,
you know, then I don't know.
We had that whole discussion yesterday about sauces and condiments and what's the difference.
Right.
Also, we didn't mention, I mentioned this and we didn't do it, so coming up in just a moment, the 4 mistakes in the kitchen that can make you sick.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Letting you know.
In commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, a special Bush Library exhibit will celebrate the 3 entities of the center, the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum, the George H.W. Bush Foundation, and the Bush School of Government and Public Service. Some of the main features of the exhibit include photographs, awards, numerous artifacts, and more. This exhibit will be on display through March 25th, 2018. For more information, visit bush41.org. Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's a Wednesday. We won't visit with Congressman Flores today. We'll do that tomorrow. All right, so here we go. The four mistakes in the kitchen that can make you sick.
All right, here we go.
Number four, letting leftovers sit out too long is a general rule.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let anything sit out for more than 2 hours, and after that, there could be enough bacteria to make you sick.
Well, using that leftover pizza.
Using the same sponge for too long. Oh, I got a pizza story for you in a little while.
Oh,
too.
Pizza story.
Right, okay. Using the same sponge for too long.
Yeah, those get nasty.
You should replace it every 2 weeks.
Really?
Whoa,
wow,
okay.
That's a little excessive.
But here's the deal. Or you can put it in the dishwasher or the microwave.
Oh, okay.
And
nuke
that
it.
Kills some of the bacteria. Not all of it, but some. Okay.
See, I don't use sponges. I just let my dog lick the plate.
There you go. That also
put it
helps.
Back in the cabinet.
Okay. Washing raw meat. A lot of people do it, even eat. And you put it back in the... Really?
Wait,
okay.
What?
He licked the plate and put it back.
He's
in.
Kidding.
Okay.
Am I?
He's from East Texas. I don't know.
Am I kidding?
Anyway, washing raw meat. A lot of people do it, even though it actually increases your chances of getting sick.
Huh. I've never washed
raw meat. Yeah, I haven't either.
When water from the faucet hits the meat, it splatters the juice all over your kitchen.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah, okay. So you end up with things, you know, salmonella.
You cook it to get rid of that stuff.
That's
right.
True. Yep. And... You only own one cutting board.
Oh, yep. Can't do that.
Okay, see, you should have at least two, one for raw meat and one for everything else.
Oh, I have a lot, but I use them for everything.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what most people
Without
do.
Without washing.
Okay. Yeah. Unless I wash it. Ew.
There's some people out there who probably label their cutting boards.
Okay, so I have a question. If you cook something, should you let it cool off before you put it in Tupperware and put it in your fridge, or can you immediately put it in the fridge?
Well,
I've heard different.
Is it genuine Tupperware first?
Oh,
it's got to be the good stuff.
If it's like cheapo-ware.
No, it's cheapo-ware.
Okay. Yeah, I got cheapo-ware.
Well, what do you think would happen?
I don't know.
I've just heard. I think I even took like a food safety class or something back in college.
You just weren't paying attention.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously.
Why would it make any difference if it's hot, though, that you put it in the Tupperware and then put it right in the fridge?
I don't know. I've seen some people like kind of let it sit, which we just got told is okay for, you know, a little bit of time.
Right.
But let it sit and kind of cool off before putting it immediately into the shock of like a refrigerator.
The phone is ringing. We may have an answer. Hello.
You should always cut your meat on a wood cutting board because wood has a natural microbial agent in it.
Oh.
Okay, but
there you go.
Wait. But we have another question, Chelsea.
Okay, so if you have something that you've just cooked and it's still really, really hot and you want to put it in like a leftover, like Tupperware, can you immediately put it in the refrigerator or should you let it cool off first?
I've always thought you were supposed to let it cool.
Okay, thank you.
See, but I've done the exact opposite. I made a bunch of chicken the other day, and I knew
meal prepping. Look at you,
right? Because I knew that if I grilled just like one filet or whatever, that I would still have several left over.
Right.
So I just do it all at once, and then I save some of it in Tupperware. But it went straight from the grill to the Tupperware, and then right into the fridge.
Right, and that's what my roommate has told me, that you should put it in immediately.
Oh, you should put it in immediately.
Yeah, which is what you just said you did.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So our caller said let it cool off, but my roommate told me that you should put it in immediately, which is what you did. So I don't know. I'm confused.
It's almost like the straw question.
All right.
From yesterday.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. How do we get out of bed in the morning?
I don't understand. I'm not sure.
How are we able to face the day?
I mean, I struggle, you know, mainly because it's early. Yeah. But.
These are questions, and I need answers now.
There are some people out there who can probably help, okay? And here we go. You may have, just because, all right, you may have heard you're supposed to let turkey cool down before you refrigerate it, but that's actually a myth.
Okay.
People used to do it with Thanksgiving turkeys like 40 or 50 years ago, but only because refrigerators weren't as good back then. They couldn't stay cold with a big hot turkey in
there.
Gotcha. It would take up all the cooling ability.
Okay.
That's what someone just texted in.
Right.
Only let cool to keep from raising the temperature of the fridge.
There you go.
But if it's one little, like, Tupperware container,
Yeah.
Can't imagine it heating up the fridge that much.
No, it probably wouldn't. But if you do have something large,
like a
in
big
there,
turkey,
sure, that would be.
But now fridges are better.
It just took us a second. Hello.
Yeah, I know a lady who used to be a missionary to the rural parts of Bolivia, and she told me stories of the open air markets where they would have carcasses of beef just hanging from racks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And flies would be all over it. And I asked her, I said, how in the world did you eat that stuff? And she said, well done.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to be having a rare steak,
yeah,
I don't think.
Out there in the markets, they don't have Tupperware.
But and it's funny because my grandparents, living in upstate New York, they basically use their garage as more refrigerator space.
I cooked something last night, actually, and I put it outside.
And put it out, yeah, yep. Especially when she's cooking for when we come and big portions and pots of stuff. She just puts everything out in the garage because it gets cold enough.
So it's like a cellar almost. I mean, people used to do that back in the day with their cellars. Mm-hmm. They used to put things and cool them in.
Works for beer too.
Yeah.
This is Christy Petty, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce title sponsor, Taste of BCS, and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association invite you to the Taste of Aggieland Tuesday, February 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Expo Center. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying a fun evening. Tickets are available for $30. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland 2018, Tuesday, February 20th. Call 260-5200 or visit bcschamber.org.
Good morning, it's 725, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hope you got to see the eclipse this morning. If not, somebody's probably sent you some pictures, so they're certainly out there to see. Look for a high temperature today around 70. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 tonight. May have some fog forming after about 3 in the morning. Low will be around 52. Then tomorrow, 75 is our high, but we get a wind shift tomorrow night so that it chills down a little bit on Friday. Our high will be 57. Back up into the 60s for the weekend with a 40% chance of rain on Saturday, they're telling us. But next couple of days, spectacular temps. We got winds out of the southeast right now at 5 miles an hour, fair skies and 39.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Before President Trump delivered a State of the Union address, Politico revved up the spin machine. They predicted that President Trump would get plenty of applause when he mentioned the $1.5 trillion tax cut that he signed into law in December. But Politico said, with polls showing Republicans have yet to make the sale on the tax bill, it's not clear how much the new law will help them in November. Now, this is all the Democrats and their drive-by allies like Politico have left. They're standing on the sidelines trying to convince themselves the American people will not notice they have more money, that their paychecks are bigger, that their 401ks are growing like gangbusters, that the economy is exploding, and that more people have jobs. Why? Because their cherished polls say so. Never once do they stop and think these are the same polls that predicted President Hillary Clinton would be delivering this State of the Union address instead of reading trashy political fiction at the Grammys. Republicans have yet to make the sale on the tax bill? No, Politico. Reality is making the sale. American businesses are selling the tax cuts with every bonus, every raise, benefits increase, and by repatriating billions of dollars back home into the U.S. economy. And not one single Democrat voted for it. They don't have fingerprints. They can't claim credit. So Politico, let's just see how much help the Democrats get from that in November. You want to see a big, fat zero?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. First, a traffic alert. College Station Police is working an incident and has closed the area of Welborn Road north and south between William D. Fitch Parkway and Capstone. Motorists should avoid this area. We will let you know when the roadway is open. Next month, motorists on College Station's Holloman South between Rock Prairie and Dowling will be dealing with road construction for at least a year. The College Station City Council at its last meeting awarded a contract to widen Holloman South to four lanes plus a center turning lane. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says the nearly $9.5 million project will be paid by bonds approved by the council that followed recommendations by the Citizens Advisory Committee and not the recently enacted transportation impact fee.
And on the transportation impact fees, you may recall is that those are broken up into four different zones. We are just now beginning the process of actually collecting some of those dollars, and they'll have to go into the individual zones. So again, for practically there aren't dollars yet available for this particular project.
The project includes a hike and bike path on one side, a sidewalk on the other side, and a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new River Bend Elementary School. A wave of conservative speakers being blocked from Texas universities has led the state Senate to consider potential penalties. The Senate State Affairs Committee will take up the issue today on the campus of Texas State University. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones sees the move as a mostly symbolic threat to the guilty schools.
To set some ground rules and try to use the financial stick that the state has to gain compliance by the universities, perhaps by sanctioning or fining them.
Jones believes the interim charge is the result of State House Freedom Caucus member Briscoe Kane being prevented by protesters from delivering a speech at Texas Southern University. Governor Greg Abbott has ordered a criminal investigation into claims that former Dr. Larry Nassar abused some of his victims at the Caroli Ranch, a Texas facility that was the training ground for U.S. women's gymnastics. Abbott ordered the Texas Rangers to look into the Caroli Ranch, which hosted training camps for more than a decade until earlier this year. The Walker County Sheriff's Office is already investigating. Local seniors are invited to a town hall meeting on senior citizens' concerns and issues. Ronnie Gibson, program manager for the Area Agency on Aging, says seniors will have the opportunity to speak freely in small groups with a scribe taking notes.
It's real intimate where they will be able to discuss right at their table, and we will not have any limits on what they discuss. It's those folks sitting at that table, these are their ideas, their concerns, their issues.
Gibson says the agency will take those notes and present them to the Texas Silver-Haired Legislature.
Silver-Haired Legislature hopefully can develop some issues and present those to our state legislature so that laws and policies can be developed to address those concerns and issues of our seniors.
The town hall meeting is scheduled for 2 weeks from today at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a lunch provided. Gibson says they're also in need of volunteers to help scribe and facilitate the event. You can call the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. There is so much flu that there is now a shortage of rapid flu tests. Kristen Norlin was with the Centers for Disease Control.
It's likely that some of those spot shortages is due to the combination of the fact that we're just seeing a lot of activity all around the United States, as well as some of these manufacturers removing tests from the market.
She says doctors should treat their patients for flu with or without the test if they think their patient is experiencing flu symptoms. Two historical markers were presented at the last College Station City Council meeting. The first marker presented was for 700 Thomas Avenue. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says they approved the marker for the former residence of Dr. Ernie Butler last year, but had to wait until 2018, 20 years after his death.
And OD, as he was known, was an important person in the history of Texas A&M University and the College of Agriculture. He began in 1947 as an instructor at the university, eventually became head of the Department of Animal Science, Vice President for Agriculture and Renewable Natural Resources, and an Associate Deputy Chancellor for Agriculture in 1980.
Hodges says one interesting note on the application was the lot next to his house was once known as Clark Field, which served as a baseball field for the neighborhood kids. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Ruffino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through 36 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Bush Library and Museum starting February 12th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, it's 7:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather is brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference, and we will. There'll be a change. Hear the numbers.
High pressure in control stays in control through tomorrow, and then colder weather starts to drop down from the north, and that'll impact us for Friday. We'll have a sunny, breezy, mild day today, highs close to 70. Clear to partly cloudy and breezy overnight, 50 to 55. Mostly sunny, breezy, warm tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouds, 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy for Friday, with highs of 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops picked up an 80-66 win over Arkansas last night. Coach Billy Kennedy after the victory.
Once we settled in and stopped turning the ball over, after the first, I guess, 5 to 8 minutes, I thought we did a good job of sharing the ball and finally made some shots, and I think opened up some things inside for our bigs on the glass.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up, as well as the man of the hour, T.J. Stark, scored a team-high 16 points for the freshman. Also touching on plenty of other men's games going on last night, men's golf for Texas A&M and the NBA, all that more coming up in sports.
There you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so now we're going to go crisscross applesauce. We'll go way, way back in time, you know.
Way
you talk
back
about
then.
Right, Dr. Butler's house is 700 Thomas Street. And I knew that address. It's interesting because I happened to go to school with his kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
His next door neighbor there on Thomas Street, his next door neighbor was a guy named Joe White. Might not know who Joe White is, but if I said Kanakuk Camp or Kanakomo Camp, you might know that. A lot of people in College Station sent their kids to these camps that they had. And it was out in the middle of nowhere, and it was really cool. You know, kids could go there and do that, and they'd come back from camp, and it, you know, you'd see them during the summertime, and they'd have their Kanakuk shirts on that they'd been to camp. It was in this little bitty town in the middle of nowhere called Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri.
Yeah. I'm talking like, you know, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago. Because I was in the middle of nowhere.
When did Branson become a big deal?
Well, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, 25
oh, really?
Years ago,
I've been.
Something like that. Yeah,
it was enjoyable.
It works.
They have some great putt-putt places, by the way.
Do they?
Yes.
In Branson?
Well, miniature golf.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. It's because it would.
Because there's a difference.
That's true.
There is a difference.
So who is Lolo Jones? Help me with
She's
this.
She's a sprinter.
Track star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you
and
hear
I think
about
she ran at LSU
yes,
before becoming an Olympian. Yeah.
Lolo is warning single women about Blake Griffin.
Oh, Lolo.
Man.
Blake on blast.
Yeah, the Olympian revealed on social media last Monday that her fellow athlete was her, quote, worst date ever.
Oh,
wow.
Man, Lolo.
And, quote, a terrible kisser.
I'm surprised because Lolo has come out as being a very conservative, very much like the female version of Tim Tebow in a lot of ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised she was kissing him on the first date. Yeah. They just didn't have like a little hug bye.
There you go. Anyway, got that. Well, he's long gone, right? He got traded, didn't we?
Yeah, he's up in Detroit now.
Okay.
So good luck with that.
Okay. No. So NASA needs things to study every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out it's been 20 years since the first permanent crew was sent to live 250 miles above Earth on the International Space Station. And in that time, scientists have noticed this peculiar trend, and that is that astronauts just can't seem to keep their weight up. Go on a diet. It's like the space diet, right? Here's the deal. While many have suspected the weight loss must be an inevitable consequence of spaceflight itself, research suggests that the cause may be much more manageable. According to the head of NASA's Nutritional Biochemistry Lab, that's on his business mm-hmm. card, astronauts' food may essentially be floating around inside of them after they eat because of the microgravity conditions.
Oh.
And that plays tricks on their stomach to make their stomach think they're full. So, see, if you ate 12 pieces of pizza, they just, you know, whoop,
float around in there.
Rather than just settle in.
Oh.
So, there you go.
I figured it was just because they didn't want to have to use the bathroom.
Could be that, too, around their friends.
Yeah,
that's
that
right,
section,
because that could be, right.
Well, it's weird how it happened, because you suck it out, and it shoots out into space.
Is there any reason we want to talk about that?
Well, I'm just saying that could be one of the reasons why they don't eat so much.
Okay, you millennials, once again, I just love it. Millennials get beat up for everything.
Right.
I mean, they basically tell you, what is your purpose for being here? You can't do anything. You never learned anything. You'll never amount to anything. So we got one more of those. Granted, your parents are better at doing things than you are.
Right.
Of course, they've been around longer, too.
True.
They learn stuff that way.
But they learn stuff like
trial and error.
Fixing a car. Maybe, how about hanging wallpaper? You know, that used to happen. But look at this. Hey, can they do Snapchat? Huh? Can they? Huh? Did they look silly using Snapchat?
Yeah,
I'm so
they have
glad
no
my parents
idea.
Don't have Snapchat.
Me, too.
New survey found that, unsurprisingly, millennials are way worse at a lot of basic jobs around the house than their parents. Here's some examples. 60% of millennials can sew on a button versus 93% of their parents.
Okay.
How are you two doing?
I can sew a button.
I used to know.
But I learned from my mom.
How did you forget?
Well, you just forget sometimes.
Learning from your mom is fine. That's the whole idea is learning.
I did it like in home ec, and I passed the class.
And so you didn't need to know that anymore.
Yeah, that was about the extent of it. Yes.
I took home and family life, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not judging, just asking.
Yep, absolutely.
It wasn't an elective.
Yeah, 55.
We didn't
easy,
take it.
It's an easy class.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
55% can fix a blown fuse. 90% of your parents could.
Oh, yeah, okay. No idea.
My mom wouldn't have a clue.
34% can cook a meal from scratch. 34% of millennials can cook a meal from scratch. 57% of your parents could. Mm. 62% can check the tire pressure on their car.
What? How is that possible?
I know when the light comes on that it means the tire pressure is low.
You really don't know.
Mine's only been on for 2 weeks.
Yay! 62% can check the tire pressure.
Do you really not know how to do it, Chelsea? Should we have a tutorial?
After
the show.
After you go out to your truck to make sure there aren't any cats in the wheel well.
Right, exactly. That's my main concern. Yeah,
while you're down there, there's a little gauge.
Well, I need to get my oil changed anyway, so I'm just going to take it in and have them do it.
I was about to say, is oil change on their next?
You're going to get them to change the air for you?
I definitely don't know how to change my own oil. That's crazy.
77% of your parents know how to check the air. And 51% can hang wallpaper? 51% of millennials can hang wallpaper?
Yeah, first of all, when's the last time you saw wallpaper?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I don't know why they're asking that. That is not a thing.
I'm surprised that 51% knew what wallpaper was.
And it says 68% of their parents could. I find that highly wrong.
All of those are things that benefit you except for wallpaper. That's not really a skill.
Not a life skill.
Agreed.
Hello.
All right. Can y'all do the tire pressure check test with Chelsea as a remote so that we can all hear this?
Oh, that'd be awesome. We may have to do that. We may do a YouTube of that.
Trust is built with consistency.
Can you YouTube, Sky?
With over 50 years experience, Ingram Wallace and Company provides clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company. Put 50 plus years of experience to work for you. Trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Find us online or call 776-2600.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What's the best way to teach life lessons to our children? The answer is for us as parents to look for the opportunities that show up in everyday situations. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Wes Stafford tells the story of an 11-year-old boy on a fishing trip. Arriving the evening before bass season officially opened, the boy practiced casting a line into the water. He caught a few small fish, but sometime later, he felt a strong tug on his pole. On his line was the largest bass the boy had ever seen. His father congratulated him, then looked at his watch. It was 10 p.m. The season didn't open for another 2 hours. The father broke the news to the boy he'd have to put the fish back. Tony protested. It was late, it was dark, and no one was around. Who would know? His dad was understanding but firm. The fish had to go back. Does that seem extreme to you? Well, that was over 30 years ago, and the boy is now a successful architect. And though he's never caught a fish that big again, he's seen it over and over throughout his life. Every time he faces a decision between right and wrong. And it all came about by observing his father's character in a real-life situation. And it's an important lesson for parents. What we do is often more important than what we say. To help your family thrive, Go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
I hate being wrong, but that's actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Join us next time on A Dash of Salt and find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball got back on the win wagon last night, downing Arkansas 80-66 at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Proud of our guys coming in and fighting a good Arkansas team. But Arkansas was playing really well coming in, having won three straight. And once we settled in and stopped turning the ball over after the first, 5 to 8 minutes, I thought we did a good job of sharing the ball and finally made some shots that I think opened up some things inside for our bigs on the glass.
Big man Tyler Davis finished the night with 15 points and 13 rebounds, while freshman guard TJ Starks had a big breakout game, scoring a team-leading 16 points.
Just believing in the process, believing in my coaches and my teammates. Just understanding that my time is going to come, so I just had to wait and figure it out. And obviously I got it done today, and hopefully I get it done again Saturday, as well as my teammates.
With the win, TJ and the guys improved to 14-8 overall and 3-6 in SEC play. Some other big men's games going on last night. 12th-ranked Oklahoma held off Baylor 98-96. Number 11 Auburn topped Ole Miss 79-70. 20th-ranked Clemson edged number 19 North Carolina 82-78, and 21st-ranked Kentucky bested Vanderbilt 83-81 in overtime. Now, another big upset that happened in Athens, where Georgia knocked off 23rd-ranked Florida 72-60. Third-ranked Texas A&M men's golf kicked off its spring slate yesterday with a runner-up finish at the Arizona Intercollegiate in Tucson. The Maroon White finished at 12 over par as a team, two shots behind host Arizona. Sophomore Dan Erickson led the Aggs in the event, finishing in a share of third place at 3 over. Out on the tennis courts, the number 7 Aggie men head to Tulsa, Oklahoma today to take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. First serve is at 6 p.m. at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center. James Harden became the first player in NBA history to score 60 points as part of a triple-double as the shorthanded Houston Rockets beat the Orlando Magic last night 114-107.
Feels good. Feels really good. You know, just being aggressive. You know, like I said before, you know, Trevor and CP were out, and then Eric, you know, I could tell before the game he wasn't feeling well. I don't know if it was his back or whatnot, but we were down, and there's no excuse. We got to figure a way to win games, figure a way to compete at a high level no matter who's on the floor.
The Beard finished the night with 60 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Meanwhile, LaMarcus Aldridge put up 30 points, and the San Antonio Spurs escaped with a 106-104 victory over the Denver Nuggets. San Antonio is now 34-19 on the year and 22-4 at home. Now both the Spurs and the Rockets will have tonight off, but the Dallas Mavericks are back in action as they pay a visit to the Phoenix Suns at 9:30. Out on the ice, Darcy Kuemper made 28 saves in his ninth career shutout, leading the LA Kings to a 3-0 victory over the Dallas Stars. Here's Stars captain Tyler Seguin after the loss.
I don't know what the reason is for it. You know, there should be no reason or excuse. I mean, every team's the same after a break. You know, they had the weekend off too, and, you know, we weren't... I want to say we weren't prepared. I mean, we were prepared. The coaches did their jobs. We just we didn't do ours.
With the loss, Dallas falls to 28-19-4 on the year. Veteran left-hander John Neese has signed a minor league contract and will go to spring training with the Texas Rangers. Neese didn't pitch in the regular season last year after left knee surgery at the end of the 2016 season. Before that, he made at least 20 starts each year since 2010. And in some offseason NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have traded Pro Bowl quarterback Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins, a move that spells the end of Kirk Cousins' time with D.C. and hands the Chiefs' job to Patrick Mahomes. The deal cannot be officially completed until March when the start of the new league year begins.
And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2013 Ford F-150. I used to drive an F-150. They are fantastic cars. Leather interior, low miles. It's a 4x4 crew cab, so you can pile in the whole family. $449 a month. Again, that's a 2013 Ford F-150. It's a 4x4, has leather interior, low miles, $449 a month. Only at Team Ford of Navasota on Highway 6. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, just about 4 minutes till. So the road is still closed. Is that pretty much what we're hearing as far as Welborn's concerned? As far as Welborn Road is concerned, we think it's still closed?
Yeah, so I just called. Sorry, I just got off the phone with College Station Police, and there are no details that they can give us right now. Which will be the case until they get everything figured out. But we're getting some texts, and you can try to keep up with us on social media. That's where we'll be posting things, WTAW1620, on both Twitter and Facebook.
All right. Okay, so now we could actually do video on something other than YouTube, right, of the air check, right? After I fired off of the commercial, I went,
We can
do it like on Facebook, right?
Right,
we
right.
We can do video on Facebook.
Yeah, we can.
We still have to do that, and we still have to do Chelsea's taste
experiment.
Testing on the Skittles.
I have the Skittles. Okay. We just need to do it. We'll figure that out.
Okay, flavors and colors. Here we go. If you vape, and there's some vapes out there that are like Wrigley's products, that's going to end.
The folks who make Starburst and Skittles accusing Get Wrecked Juices of using its products in advertising. Reuters reporting William Wrigley Jr. Company says the e-liquid producer's been selling Pink Starburst and Skittles e-liquid in colorful advertising. The candy maker says there's growing concern that the marketing of e-cigarette materials and candy flavors harmfully targets children. No response yet from the Jacksonville, Florida-based Get Wrecked. Jill Nato, Fox News.
So get wrecked. Skittles.
You vape Skittles. Yeah, they're Skittles. Skittles, just so you know. All right. We got it. This is what you needed to know when you go to work today. We now have the color of the year. The 2018 color of the year from HGTV and Sherwin-Williams.
Okay.
Forget the neutrals. Forget the grege, and that way how that's pronounced, which
sure.
is like
mm-hmm.
white.
It's beige basic, and gray.
Yeah, grege.
Grege is like white. But anyhow, they have now revealed that Honeycomb will be their 2018 color of the year. They call it energetic, a golden hue that radiates warmth.
That sounds delicious.
Space. Well,
warm. Not going to lie.
It sounds delicious.
It's the
yeah,
it same as what
good.
Used to be Harvest Gold.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh.
If you're older than nine.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, so there you go. This was a biggie. It was back in the 70s. It was big in the 70s. Anyhow, the network and the paint company also predict that Electric Blue,
okay,
Raspberry, and Leaf Green will be popular colors in the old homestead, too.
Leaf Green. Leaf. Right. I what put, kind of leaf are we talking about?
I want to put Leaf Green and Raspberry together. Oh, that would
perfect.
Be
maybe in the wine cellar.
Yes. And while we're talking about that, you need to know about the foods that are in and the foods that are out, right?
Okay. Yeah, of
People
course.
People are dining healthier now, so so know that. One of the most important things that you'll be able to find in restaurants now that you couldn't before is jackfruit.
Okay.
I don't know what jackfruit is.
We were talking
is,
about that yesterday, weren't we?
Well, that was another one. That was a caramel apple, right?
But jackfruit was in the
right. Apple. Yep. Yeah.
That's no a cream apple. Is that what the
no?
We were
chamoya fruits.
Yeah, but they're
right.
called like a cream apple. Oh, that's
okay.
What they call them. Okay.
Gotcha.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie, which is really a fancy name for cold cuts.
That's a fun name. I'm going to keep that, yeah.
It is cold sliced meat. Well, that's cold cuts, right?
There's so much charcuterie in here.
Right.
Yeah.
Brisket's going to be big.
Oh, yeah.
Cauliflower will be big. Coconut and coffee. What's out? Sauerkraut. Really?
Oh, no.
Turmeric and porridge.
Ew.
And yogurt.
When was all that in? Yogurt.
Well, those are foods that have been very popular. I mean, do you eat yogurt every day? I do.
Well,
but
you
see,
do.
Now, it's a,
you know, now you're not popular
now
anymore.
I'm going to have to go back and eat jackfruit and coconut or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, jackfruit. WTAW. College Nation Brian.